Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today, wow, it's been a
We're in
while.
a silly, goofy mood today.
We are silly goofy. It's been a while. Today, this week, we are discussing To Love Jason Thorne by Ella Mays. And we don't have
Ella
much to
Mays,
say,
more like
but
LMFAO. This book was a joke.
good one. That was hilarious. Can I just kick us off? I think the way we need to set the tone is I'm just gonna go ahead and read the back of the book on Goodreads, and then I think you all are gonna know the vibe if you haven't read
Yeah.
this book already. If you did do your assigned reading, first of all, good job, gold star.
We almost did
We almost didn't. We almost stopped. Actually, I don't know. I was into it at
I did
first,
like it at first.
and
There's
then
just some weird things that happened.
it was, yeah. Yeah, let me just jump into it, okay? So, Jason Thorne, my brother's childhood friend. Oh, how stupidly in love with that boy I was. He was the first boy that made me blush, my first official crush. That's a poem. Wow.
Ella.
Sounds beautiful so far, right? That excitement that bubbles up inside you, those famous butterflies you feel for the very first time, he was the reason for them all. But you only get to live in that fairy tale world until they crush your hopes and dreams and then stomp on your heart for good measure. And boy, did he crush my little heart into pieces. After the stomping part, he became the boy I did my best to stay away from. And let me tell you, it was pretty hard to do when he slept in the room right across from mine. When tragedy struck his family and they moved away, I was ready to forget he ever existed. Now he's a movie star, the one who makes women of all ages go into a screaming frenzy, the one who makes everyone swoon with that dimpled smile of his. Do you think that's dreamy? I certainly don't think so. How about me coming face to face with him? Nope, still not dreamy. Not when I can't even manage to look him in the eye. Me? I'm Olive, a new writer.
Oh, me?
Sorry, that was hard to deliver, but I think I did a good job. Actually, I'm the writer of the book that inspired the movie he's about to star in on the big screen. As of late, I am also referred to as the oh-so-very lucky girl who is about to become the wife of Jason Thorne. Maybe you're thinking yet again that this is all so dreamy? Nope, nothing dreamy going on here. Not even close. To Love Jason Thorne is a full-length standalone, which also contains some pretty hot and descriptive sex scenes. Winks. Like in asterisks, winks. Oh, good heavens.
She's like, I bet you're wondering how I got here.
Actually, I literally want this book. Oh, me? I'm
Me?
Olive.
Let's rate it.
Okay, I would rate this book a 6.9, nice, out of
Nice.
10. And I bet you're wondering, Caitlin, why so high? Like, that's pretty high still. If you didn't like this book. And to that, I would say there were things that I liked about it. And we will talk about those things. But overall, the vibes were not immaculate. You know what I mean?
I'm conflicted on my rating because I'm thinking back to the time I've read this book twice now. And the first time was again when I was getting back into reading, and rom-coms were pretty much like all I read. And I loved this book the first time, so much so that that's why I recommended it for the podcast. And then when I read it this time around, I hated it.
Average the two. Average
I
your
am going to
feelings.
average the two. And initially, I was going to give it a 7.04. I'm thinking like a 6.46
No, that's fair.
out of 10.
It's not great, but just as this, like, if this were converted into a percentage, like, you got some credit. You did
Yeah.
some things right. And this was published back in 2015. That's nearly a decade ago.
The
Okay.
humor was different back
The
then.
humor, yeah, I'm sure this fucking killed when it came out.
The
Women were
moms were
like,
eating that shit up.
the wine moms? My God. They were like, this is the funniest, sexiest book I've ever read in my life.
Yes.
And things changed so quickly in this like genre of like what is kind of trendy at the moment. What
Yeah.
tropes are trendy? What vibes are trendy? But specifically like rom-coms. I feel like there are
Yeah.
some genres that don't really change that much.
It's just like, that one friend that just doesn't really read filth like we do. And they're like, I have like the perfect smutty book for you, like toes curling, like smut. And then they hand you this.
And you're like,
And you're like,
oh.
oh, okay.
Then you start to like wonder what's going on in their personal life.
Like, hey, queen, you okay?
Like,
You getting what you need?
do you need a couples therapist or
And I
but
hate that. I really
I
do.
hate it. Why don't we get into the
Yeah,
characters?
let me quit shitting on Ella here. Like,
Yeah, she did nothing wrong. Like, it's for an audience. It's just not the two of us. And that's all right.
and this is just our opinions.
Yeah, the world doesn't revolve around you, Tabby.
I know.
God.
I wish it did.
It, my world does.
Let's,
the
for
people
those of you
can't
who
see
couldn't see me,
that. She gave me a hand heart.
hand heart. Let's talk about Olive, our main
Olive.
female character, the queen of the story. God, she was horrid.
So, I think this is a reference most people will understand. Olive is Senorita Awesome coded. And by that, I mean a little
Like
hard to be around.
a little pick me bitch,
A
like
little pick-me bitch, but also, like, you don't want to hate her because, like, she's not doing anything wrong.
she's a nice gal, but
But
she's not. She
no,
doesn't like other women, I think.
there were times that she genuinely, yes, was judgmental about women who she did not know and had no reason to be judgmental
She's not
about.
a girl's girl.
No, she's not. And that's just surprising to me. Like, I don't know. I guess in 2015, maybe a lot of
We
women weren't
weren't
girls'
girls'
girls.
girls.
Yeah, like, I get it. I get it.
I will say, like, the beginning of this book about how me crawling out of my own skin, because we're seeing everything at first from, however old she was, 6, 7 year old's
Yeah, like
perspective,
six and then like
and then
10 at the beginning. Oh, maybe older.
13,
Yeah,
yeah, something like
13.
that. And so we're seeing this from a 6 year old's perspective, and she's just head over heels in love with this boy. And you're like, oh, that's very cute.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then we skip to the 13-year-old, and like the things she was doing, like we've all been 13 before, and it was too spot on. I
It
think it
took me
was too
back.
accurate, and I didn't like it.
It took me back. You know where it took me? It took me to a dark place. It took me back to the night that I texted my crush freshman year at our friend's birthday party. Okay, but I didn't pretend to be someone else. I didn't do
No,
that,
see, I'm
just to be
not a
clear.
fucking psycho.
I'm not
Like,
a fucking psycho, but we had been, friends for a while and I had a crush on this boy and I was at my best friend's birthday party and they were all like, "Oh, do it, text him, tell him you like him." And then he said he didn't like me back and
he said, no, thank you.
harshed the vibe of the birthday
And
party.
it's like that could be someone's villain origin story. And it was Olive's. And like the funny thing is, like, she keeps saying, like, oh, he stomped on my heart, like crushed my heart, broke my
Yeah.
spirit. And it's like all he did was respond to what he thought was an age-appropriate young lady.
Yes, he
And was
was
like,
like,
no, I don't have a
"Oh."
thing for my best friend's underage
But
sister.
then at the end of the book, she backtracks and is like, "No, that was actually my brother who did that." He's like, "No, that was me. Like, I found the phone and I pretended to be Jason and texted you back to get you to stop." And I was like, what the
Like, you
fuck?
little freak.
Like, that's worse.
That's, yeah, that's bad. Like, that's gross.
A bad thing to do. Bad brother. Hated it.
The whole ending was actually not my favorite.
The ending was
Ending was
like,
rough.
yeah, we'll get there. Yes, that was really uncomfortable, like being in that mindset of a teenage girl. No one wants to relive that. But then she remains childish, even as an adult. Because the bees thing, like she was so scared of the bees, she could not contain herself. And she's never even been stung by a bee. She's just convinced that if she gets stung by a bee, she'll die. And I'm like, that's not normal
I
behavior.
I do get that, but I'm not gonna act like that in public. Like, I would still let it happen, but I certainly think I would also die.
You probably wouldn't, though, is the thing. Like, you'd probably be fine.
Like,
And
I do understand.
I understand health anxiety, but this seemed like specifically bees. It doesn't seem like
Yeah.
she has health anxiety about anything else.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't act like that ever.
No, it was wild. There were people watching. And then also at one point, he like accidentally gropes her whenever she starts to fall and he catches her. And she's like, "Oh, he really liked that. Like, score one for my boobs." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Stop. Like, act like a goddamn adult. There were also times, though, where, like, the two of them together, it was very cute. And, like, especially when they were, bonding and, like, you could start seeing, like, their love for each other start to grow. And you're like, oh, this book isn't that bad. And you can forgive some of these
Yes.
transgressions. But then, like, you'll just jump right back into it again. And she'll say something or do something. You're just like, God damn it.
Yeah. No, seriously, it kept like
It
leading
kept giving
me
me like a
on.
false sense of hope and
Yeah.
security.
Exactly. And then just the rug's pulled out from under you again. And then you're like, who do I have to blame but myself, really?
Really. But she's
Yeah,
fine.
she's
She's
fine.
okay,
I don't know.
is what it is. Jason, also just fine. Okay. And here's the thing. This is another reason why I had a really, really hard time reading this book. My dad's name is Jason. And like, I just didn't like it. I didn't like
So,
it.
I thought about you at that,
I
like
didn't
at
like
one
it.
point, because I was listening to the audiobook a lot, and what it reminded me of, like, I didn't necessarily like remember that your dad's name is Jason, like in the moment, like while I was listening to it. But what it reminded me of, because I had it on like 1.5 speed, and the way that she said the name Jason at 1.5 speed sounded like, her name's Caitlin something, and she does TikToks that are like funny, but she's
Yeah.
like does one where it's like that couple who bullied you in high school gets married, and these are their vows. And it's like,
Yes.
Jason,
Oh
I
my God,
really
the wasp lady.
yes, the wasp lady, Caitlin something, but
Yes.
it reminded me of her, like Jason.
I had to like make up a different name
Yeah.
throughout the book. It was just ever changing. And I also just could not picture what this man looked like.
What does he look like? Like,
And I
apparently he's
landed
hot.
on like younger Adam Brody,
Yeah.
but I just couldn't do it. So for those reasons, like I hated him personally, because how
He's
dare you?
also kind of a piece of shit because he
Yeah,
just
like
like
he's
abandoned his best
douchey.
friend and like second family. He was just like, oh, ghosting y'all, even though they got him through like the hardest time of his life.
And
Rude.
I'll talk more about the ending here in a little bit because that leads me into that as well. But it's like they kept trying to give him these redeeming qualities, but like he was kind of like a controlling, aggressive man. Like he
Yeah.
was a little aggressive.
Yeah, because okay, they meet up with each other for the first time in years, and she's like a little bit thrown, and at first she kind of doesn't know what to do. She just like
Yeah.
pretends not to recognize him. And he's like, "No, I'm gonna drive you home." And then not only that, but I'm gonna get out of the car and follow you up to your place. And she's like putting out so many
No.
signals that of like, stop, like, I don't want to have this reunion. And he just like is inserting himself. It was really aggressive.
Yeah, and then he does that like throughout the whole book. And like there's certain times where that's okay. Like you could tell he's like very like dominant, in the bedroom and stuff. And that's totally cool. But it's like even outside of that, like he was just kind of a dick.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And
Not
there were some
my
like
favorite.
nice, tender moments, but overall, I was not impressed with his behavior.
Yes, like you were saying, they were trying to add all these redeeming qualities to him, trying
Yeah.
to make him seem like, oh no, he's actually like
He's just a
perfect. And
troubled
he's
man.
not. Yeah, and we're totally okay with that. We love morally gray characters. However,
He's not morally
don't
gray.
pretend that, I mean, he's not, but he's kind of an asshole, which is
Yeah.
also something that is
I do like
fine.
that, yeah.
But don't pretend that he's not. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Like, let's call a spade here. Like,
Yeah, like be
he's
so
an
for
ass.
real.
And it's like it's weird to like depart that from this young man he was at the beginning of the book, like out here just fucking rizzing up the Taylor household, like burying himself into the hearts of this family, only to never speak to them again.
It's pretty
And
fucked up.
poor Olive. And also, what a weirdo. What a weird child.
Yes, because you're telling me you're going to meet a child that's 4 years younger than you. You're also a child when you meet this
Yeah.
child, and
Like, this is a 10-year-old.
you're going to call them little one.
I about year old. Like,
Yeah.
I quite literally just about evaporated because, like, that is like some weird shit that you read in like the real like age gap romances, like the
Yeah.
really, really dark ones, where like it's this like old man who's like 65, and then like it's this 22-year-old girl, and he calls her little one, and I don't like it.
I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with it. Yeah, because not only did he, as a child, call another child little one, but then as an adult, even when they were romantically involved, continued to call her that. And I think that's offensive.
Like, where the fuck did you pull that out of as a 10-year-old? Like, he must have heard his dad say it or something, which is even worse.
And
Where'd you
then
get that from?
Lucy like also called her oh, so he called her little one, he called her little Olive, and then Lucy also called her little green Olive.
Like a little green olive.
But I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, why is everyone calling her little?
Like, she's not little.
She's
Apparently, she has like the biggest tits you've ever seen in your life.
But
Like,
she's a speck of dust, she'll blow away in the
yeah, if
wind.
she turns sideways, she'll disappear.
But also, except for the yitties.
Except for her titties.
And ass.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, her proportions, never heard of them. They're
So
unachievable.
she's just, if she turns to the side, she's a straight line, and then you'll see like a half circle where her tits are and a half circle where her ass is, and
Yeah.
that's what Olive looks like.
So good luck with that, ladies.
Hey, summer bod goals 2025,
Yeah,
okay?
little skinty queen. I feel like the side characters were really good. Like, Olive's family was so sweet.
Her parents are
Very
great.
nice people.
Her parents are really good, loving
Yeah,
parents.
they
They
took in
can,
like a whole other child.
yeah,
They
I
would have
wish
kept
they were
him too.
real. Yeah, but then her brother is obviously a little too meddlesome. But I don't think
Yeah.
he had bad intentions. He just was,
He's
he
just an
needed to mind
older
his business.
brother.
He can't help it. He's fine. Lucy,
I liked her in this book.
I liked her in this book. And we'll talk more. We'll talk later, guys. She's funny. She's a good
PTYL.
friend. At first, I was excited to read her book, but
And then we read 5 pages of it, and we made change our mind.
Yeah, well, more at the end of this episode. Stay tuned. Char, I was right not to trust that bitch from the beginning. She's a snake. A snake. And also, not only is she a snake, she is just genuinely a bad person.
She's
Because,
a bad person.
yeah, like you can be like a little bit conniving, a little bit like, you
Yeah,
know,
I love that.
that's fine. No, she harmed people. She drugged a man.
Yeah. Britt killed a guy.
Charlotte can suck my dick. And then
Yeah.
Marcus,
And
too.
when I catch you, Marcus. Marcus.
Marcus, you better count your fucking days, bro. I think he's the worst like character in
He's
this
a
book.
villain. He's a
He
villain.
broke up with Olive and then had the audacity to like act all territorial, even though he's
Yeah.
the one that dumped her.
You know
No.
what it like kind of reminded me of, but like in not a good way. Like you've seen Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah.
So you know how like Anne and Andy fucking broke up, but he like broke his leg and just continued to like live on her couch forever, but then was
Yes.
like pissed off whenever she would like date other men.
Oh my
That's like
God.
what it reminded me of, except I liked Andy and
Yeah.
I did not like Marcus.
Well, Andy
I do not like
was
first and
a
second
different
season
vibe.
Andy.
Yeah, he was. I think they were going to make him hateable, and then they were like, oh, we could turn
We
this character into
can't.
something.
Yeah, and that's like what Marcus reminded me of.
Yeah. Ugh, Marcus. Gross, 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 gross.
But that's all the side characters.
Yeah, so we'll just kind of move right along into thoughts and concerns. I would say
Got some
the
concerns.
first and foremost is the spicy scenes in this book.
Yeah.
So again, like there were times that I was like, oh, this is like kind of like fun and exciting and interesting. Like for example, there was this one scene where Olive was writing a book, and because she's an author, and she was like, I want this like romantic scene to be authentic, so I'm going to watch audio or listen to audio porn while I'm writing so that I can be in like the
In
mood,
the zone,
basically.
yeah.
Yeah. So she's doing that, and then Jason comes home and he's like, oh, like, are we watching porn? And I honestly loved that. I thought that was fun. I thought it was funny,
It
flirty. And then I can't remember if she ruined that scene specifically, but there were multiple times that it was like, okay, we set this up to be like a fun, like little flirty thing, and then it got weird. And it happened every time.
And like at first it was because she was like getting in her own head, or was just trying to be like quirky, I guess.
Trying to
But it
be
just came off like
Senorita
very
Awesome.
off-putting.
Yes, it did.
It like reminded me of like what early Allie Hazelwood books would do,
Yes.
where like you would get down to the nitty-gritty of it, and like there's been so much fucking tension up until this point, and you're like, finally, these two little nerds are gonna do it, and then they would ruin it every
That
time.
is the perfect way to describe it. It is giving early Allie Hazelwood novels.
Yeah. And she's learned from her mistakes.
Yeah,
So,
now she's writing
some
some
pretty
top-notch
good books.
stuff, okay? So maybe we should, if Ella Mays has written more recent stuff, maybe we should give that a shot, but I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see. We're not going to make a promise on that. But yeah, so like really the spice was just a little disappointing.
It was hot and cold.
It was okay.
One of the things that I thought was wild in this book was the scene where they're like in a hotel room, right? And they have these separate bedrooms. It's a suite. And so Jason like goes to bed in a separate bedroom, and Olive like screams. Okay, when Olive screamed, I was like, what the fuck is it now, bitch? Like, what?
Like you again?
Yes, I was like, it better be a good goddamn reason to scream. It turns out it was because somebody broke into her room. And I know that this is serious. Like, stalkers are actually so scary. But I laughed out loud when all of a sudden, Olive was getting, like, from across the room, she was getting charged at with a taser. Even though at this point, there was not only Jason was standing between them, but like literal security was in the room as well. But this girl was just coming at her with a taser. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, you've been caught. The jig is up. What are you doing? Go
Home.
home, like save face a little bit. No, she was, and
Yeah.
like, that's not even gonna do anything. Like, are you trying to murder her or not? I don't
She's like,
understand.
this will show her
I really don't
not
get
to mess with my man.
it. So wild.
That was honestly probably one of the funniest parts of this book. And
Jason
it
was like,
wasn't
you gotta
supposed to
keep
be
them with it.
funny.
No, it was supposed to be
Like, that was like
serious.
a big like turning point in this book.
Yeah, because he was like, oh my God, I really care because I didn't want her to get tased.
Because this whole time he's been so conflicted about introducing her to the spotlight of Hollywood and like all the bad things that could possibly happen. And then the worst of it did happen. And that I think that did like kind of kickstart the rest of his anxieties about it. And that caused a lot of the miscommunication throughout the book. But like, what a funny situation.
It was wild. And maybe, like, maybe I'm fucked up for laughing at that, but I think if it happened to me, I think I would laugh too.
Yeah, like that doesn't happen in real life.
If somebody tried to tase me, I would be a little traumatized at first, but then I think I would laugh about it.
But like, yeah, that's my look. I did really, really like the tropes in this book. The brother's best friend trope is just delicious. Truly.
Amen.
I eat it up every time.
Delicious. Okay, the other thing is like friends to lovers when done well.
Yeah, when
I
done
love
well.
that. Love that.
Marriage at
Here's
Convenience.
Marriage at Convenience. Oh, yes, Marriage at Convenience. All good tropes, right? Here's the thing. I think you can have too much of a good thing. I think you kind of like over-season the dish a little bit, and I think that's what happened with this book.
There was a lot going on.
There was a
Like a
lot
lot.
going on, but then also not
Not
much.
enough. Because we had so many plot points going around that she didn't like, because you keep a rom-com short. It's just like that's the general rule of thumb. You keep a rom-com less than 500 pages. And because of that, like she did not elaborate enough. And I feel like there was just a lot of loose ends.
Because like the side plot with like Shar and Marcus, wild. The side
Didn't need
plot with
it.
like Lucy and Jameson, unnecessary.
That was just
Completely
setting up her book, I
unnecessary.
think.
But we could have probably done without it, I'm
Didn't need
guessing.
it. That would
I'm
have saved
guessing.
us a few pages.
It
Would have saved me a couple pages, tell you
would have
that much.
saved me some brain cells. And then the other thing about this book that I thought was nice, like besides the tropes that we enjoyed, I did think it was fun and like lighthearted. The vibes were like
It was like
fun.
such a good concept. It just was not executed the right way, in my opinion.
Because like you said, I think there's just too many plot points going on. I think we needed to trim and focus our storyline a little
Like,
bit.
how awfully bold of you to write about an author and then you like not even have like fully hashed out
Not even have your
like
plot
plot
map
points.
done. Well, Olive doesn't seem to think before she writes. She just
That's
kind of sits
true.
down with her laptop and starts typing, so
She's independent.
which is that is a choice, I'll tell
That
you
is a
that
choice.
much. And you know what? I bet it works sometimes.
So there are a few things that we did not like about this book. I think kind of tying into like the whole plot point thing, there was like too much miscommunication. We already don't love the miscommunication trope, but I specifically don't like it when it's just fucking one thing after another and it all does not tie in well. And it's like at some point you're just like, this shouldn't work out between you. Like maybe this wasn't meant to be. And
And that's okay. Break up.
it's gonna be fine because you know what? I don't know if you'll stay married.
No, they
I
probably
don't.
won't. Another point about that is like, again, miscommunication. I feel like that's its own trope as well. And so, like, that's yet another thing that was sprinkled into this little hodgepodge of tropes.
Whatever this was.
And I just think, yeah, like, we just need to trim some of it out because it wasn't doing it any favors. Like, it just wasn't good.
Because you can do one thing and you can do it really, really well, but it's really hard to do a lot of things really well.
But I do also understand, like, she probably was just, when she was writing it, kind of focusing on the things that
Trying.
people like in books,
Yeah.
and at a certain point it got away from her, I'm
I
sure.
get it. I do.
Okay, here's one very specific thing that I noticed. At the beginning of this book, octopus arms were mentioned on two separate occasions. So like at least twice in this book did we talk about octopus arms. In the first, and I remember it well because the first context was when Jason was like banging that one girl against a wall in the alley. And he was like, yeah, I would get her octopus arms from around my neck. Like, I don't even know, man. It was
Like,
weird.
what an interesting
And
descriptor.
then the other time was when Lucy was cuddling on Olive's boobies and she was like, get your octopus arms off me. And I was like, okay, that's two strikes now.
Twice now you've used this.
And
Does it, I mean,
the boobies was already a strike on its own.
yeah, like that's a separate issue. I hate the word babies in a book. Grow up.
Babies. Also, one thing I really hated about this book is when Olive got super sloppy drunk and then was like trying to hump Jason, and he literally said, no, don't do that. But she was really drunk, and then he was like, okay, fine, I'll finger you.
Like, have you no shame?
It was
No
questionable.
morals?
Very questionable. Very,
Like,
very questionable.
fuck, I guess. You crazy, horny girl. Like,
That made me very uncomfortable.
No, because first of all, she was acting a fool.
Yeah.
A fool.
I
And
think
it's
she was like
like,
blackout drunk.
put this girl to bed with a cup of water and some aspirin.
Yeah, like you don't need to lay in the bed with her too.
No, you need to leave her on her
Yeah.
own, on her
Yeah.
side. You do not need to be going anywhere near her right
That was
now.
actually wild.
That's like very pervy of you.
I didn't like
Very
it.
predatory.
Yeah. Because at this point they haven't done anything together.
Yeah.
Not that it makes it better if they had, but it's just I think it doesn't make it better if they had, but it makes it worse that they
But it's
didn't.
like there
You
was
know what
like
I
no
mean?
prior like consent, I think is the issue.
Right.
Because if at any point she was like, no, I want you to like do that, and it's
Yeah.
okay, like it's okay.
That conversation
No, we didn't have that
didn't
conversation.
happen. And then also they sniffed each other a lot. Like a
That was
lot.
weird.
Like
Listen,
brought me
there's a
back to the
time
Omegaverse.
and a place, and it was not in this book.
No. Like if you are if in all manners except physical, you are a wolf, then yes, I
I
accept
get
it.
it. But like my head and my heart were not in that.
No, I think they were fully human in this book,
Yeah,
and they were
so
scenting each other.
like quit it. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the way my husband smells. Like I
Yeah,
do.
but
But
like you don't
like I'm also not
gotta.
just like sitting there like sniffing him all the
No.
time.
No, it's like you catch a whiff of his cologne and you're like, "Oh my God, babe, you smell good."
Yeah, I'm not just taking like a fat whiff constantly.
Yeah. No, you're just like, "Oh, you smell really nice. I like your cologne."
I like
That's
that.
that.
And I'm not gonna be a freak about it.
Anywho.
Maybe that's judgmental of me, I don't know.
No, it's a little. It was overdone.
It was very distasteful. We do have some discussion questions
We do. Let's
for
knock
the
those out
first
really
time in a
quick.
little bit.
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about dating an A-list celebrity? Like, especially if you weren't famous and they are.
No. No, thank you.
Agreed.
Like,
Elaborate.
first of all, I have anxiety and I don't want to put that on myself. Like, people are fucking crazy. Just imagine they get like TikTok fame. Like, the people micro obsess over this one person, they get fucking feral.
Yes, they
And
do.
like, the way these people act towards these celebrities, and like, if I just happen to be like in a relationship with them and get caught in the crossfire, I think someone would murder me.
Yeah, no, you genuinely would not feel safe. And
No.
I mean, this is something that just happened recently with Chapel Roan. She
Yeah.
had a legit stalker, like, make her family uncomfortable, like, find where her family lives.
Yeah.
That is whack.
That's jacked. Jacked
And
up.
the thing is, the people doing this are obviously not mentally stable. It's
No,
not
they're
like you
fucking
can
delusional.
reason with them and be like, "No, don't do that," because they're not well. So,
Because,
like,
like, I'm
how do you
going to
protect
be with this
yourself?
person, and the only way I can do that is if you are not there.
And on top of that, on top of your safety being an issue, the paparazzi always putting your picture in the magazine. I walk out to my trash can and put my trash in my little muumuu with my wet
Yeah,
hair from
like,
my shower.
I don't need you
Like,
taking pictures of none of
I
that.
can't do it. And even on a good day, even when I'm like
I
looking
don't want to
good,
see
like
that
feeling
shit.
myself. Well, the thing is, like, other people are still gonna be like, "She looks like shit," even, and
Yeah,
then
it's like,
it's
who
like,
fucking
"Oh,
asked
I
you?
fucking did my hair and makeup today," and they still think I look like shit. Like, I wouldn't be able to
Yeah,
take it.
people are fucking assholes to
Yeah.
celebrities. Like, these are people.
I
These
know.
are just people too. Well, and on top of that, like, celebrities ain't shit.
That's
Like,
true.
odds are
They're
they're gonna
probably,
dump you for someone who's famous
yeah, they're
too.
probably not going to be faithful. They're probably addicted to cocaine, and they're
Yeah.
probably going to go to jail at some point, and you're
You
going to
know
have to
what's
bail them
so
out.
funny? I like thought about this in the bathroom at work today. Because there was like a crackhead or whatever at my store. And I was like, you know what though? Like, there are children of celebrities who are dealing with the same thing, but it's like okay because they're celebrities. But like,
Yes.
they're like famous drug addicts that
Yeah.
just have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's in, like,
They
you
can
also have these.
do
people
They can,
here who are also drug addicts, but they don't have
right.
money, and so it's not okay.
No, celebrities have access to rich people drugs.
Yeah.
It's different.
No, I literally thought about that today.
It's classier,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, in conclusion, no, I would not want to do that. Would you be like as chill as Olive was about living with your ex-boyfriend who dumped you?
No.
Like,
No. As soon as that motherfucker dumped me, I would be like, that's it. I don't care that I have $0.
yeah, I
I'm
will live in
leaving.
fucking squalor.
Yeah. I would
Move
be like,
back in with your parents.
yeah. Well, she was in school still, but
Yeah.
I would be like, I would make it work. I would be like, whose dorm can I just go lay on the floor for the rest of the
Yeah,
semester?
I'll sleep in the cafeteria, thanks.
Because, yeah, because I ain't doing it. And then whenever, especially when he started pulling that shit where he was like being all like jealous and like, I'm
Yeah.
like, you fucking dumped me, bitch. Uh-uh. No. I don't know how she did that. That's
I don't
wild.
either. You're a
She's
weak
crazy.
woman.
She's insane.
For Marcus?
For Marcus.
For Marcus? Let's be real. Let's be
Be so
fucking
for real.
real. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. Never. Never.
Oh.
Ugh, this book was trash.
Okay, which leads me to my next topic because next week, what we had originally planned was to read the sequel to Hate Adam Connor. But I think we're gonna pivot
Don't think we're going to.
and we brought evidence, okay? So I have the book pulled up right now, and this is page four. It's not spoilers because it's page four, so Lucy is going on talking about how, like, she had fallen in love with Jameson and now he's like gone. So she says, I recall seeing some ink on his chest and forearms, and then he turned around and I saw those tight buns. Suddenly we were in my bed and he was giving me and my lovely vagina the time of our life. I've already mentioned how good those monster cocks feel, haven't I?
Right on.
Wild, wild.
Page four.
Page four, and then on the same page, she starts talking about like back when she would kind of sneak into Olive's room to sleep because she didn't want to share a bed with him when they were just hooking up. So she said, funnily enough, that's how I used to end up going for sleepy time on my best friend Olive's boobies. Sleeping and cuddling with your one night stand is a big no-no. The best part, Olive's boobs were the best freaking pillows in the world. Trust me on that. So soft, yet so firm.
It's like, why the baby talk? Like, why?
Because this is just her thinking to herself, which is even
Ugh.
wilder.
And it's
So,
that type of fucking like Gen X humor that, no offense to the Gen Xers out there, but like you thought that was funny, didn't you? Like you
yeah,
laughed when she read that.
I'm sure you did. You were like, wait, what's the matter with
Like, there's nothing
it?
wrong with that. That's fucking gold comedy.
I'm gonna be the first one to tell you all that it's not.
It's really not.
It's
And so
not.
we're not gonna read it.
So we're not gonna read
Cause if that's what page four is gifting me,
It's
I
not gonna be
don't,
good.
I'm not interested in the rest of the book.
And the other thing that kind of put me off, I believe there was a review on Goodreads. Because I was kind of, I read that and then I stopped reading it last night because I was like, what the
Not
fuck?
that we have to justify this to you, but I would like you to know my
I just want them
reasons.
to understand. So, yeah, this person rated it at 4.75 and they said, excuse me, why is Jason Thorne more talked about than Adam Connor? A crime upon society, I tell you. Which maybe Adam is a better character than Jason. But
He
then
is.
she said, Lucy was my favorite ever. She was independent and hilarious. She spoke her mind and didn't let anyone walk all over her.
This woman is aged anywhere from 45 to 54. No
No.
offense to like older people in general. I like feel like I'm kind of shitting right now,
No, because the
but
thing is, we are also aging. Like, I get it.
we are
Like,
older.
yeah. We are older than a lot of people.
Yeah.
We're also younger than a lot of people.
But I also don't think that shit's funny. I'm not
So
that old.
now you know where we fit into the mix. So instead we're gonna come up with just a fun minisode instead. But we don't have an idea
We're
yet. Just
gonna
know.
read like a freaky ass novella, is what I'm feeling.
Yeah. We'll post on Instagram about it and update our website so that you all can read it too if you want in time for our minisode next
Like,
week.
you know what?
You have one in mind?
We could do Thrum.
Shut up. Shut
We
up,
could do
shut up, shut
Thrum.
up. Okay, all right.
New plan, guys. We're doing Thrum.
New plan, we're doing Thrum by Meg Smitherman. And it's really fucking good.
It's really spooky.
Oh my God,
And
what a
that is the day
oh.
before October 1st.
Yes, because the week after next, we are going to be starting with the first book, Corrupt by Penelope Douglas. What is that
Yes.
series called? The Devil's Night?
It's called The Devil's Night series by
Yes.
Penelope Douglas. And I think this will be a very good segue into that because it is like a sci-fi horror romance-ish.
There is
There is a
a romance
romantic
aspect,
aspect,
but
yes.
do not go into it thinking that it's a
There is
romance.
no, it's not,
It's
there is
not.
not a happy ending.
Yeah.
It is not romantic. It is scary.
It is scary, but I love it.
But in the best way. And it's
Yes.
only about 100 some pages. You can
Yeah,
read
like
this shit in like an
120.
hour.
Yeah. Guys, I'm so excited now.
We're doing
Oh my God.
Thrum. And then please, if you're gonna go ahead and get started on Corrupt, I do ask that you check all trigger warnings before getting started because there's a lot of stuff in Penelope Douglas's books in general that could be deemed taboo, that may be triggering. So just make sure you're comfortable with that before getting started.
Totally. Always do that, especially if you're not super familiar with what a book is
Because
about.
it gets pretty dark.
Yeah, so we're starting off our spooky season, and I'm so excited.
Yes, me too.
Okay, everyone, get started on Thrum by Meg Smitherman and Corrupt by Penelope Douglas if that sounds like a good read to you. We will talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.